Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Republicans are winning the races in Arizona and Nevada despite deep state attempts to steal them. Or in other words, yes. Stay with us for this live emergency broadcast. It's Friday.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tectonic forces of liberty are now like volcanoes beginning to explode above the surface. And the enemies of freedom are in a full panic and have thrown everything they've got at us, but they still weren't able to suppress the takeover of the House, and it looks like the Senate. Owen Schroyer has been doing excellent analysis of all this. He joins us from the War Room studios in the next segment, and then we have a raft of other special guests today. Gavin McGinnis, Kent Hinchin-Lively, Jay Dyer, and others, and I intend to also jam some of your phone calls in. That said, there's a lot of other big news we're going to be hitting. You know, in the last 20 years, they've used mRNA technology in hundreds of studies with volunteers, not just here, but around the world that we know of. And in every case, a large portion of the individuals that have it tested on them die horribly painful deaths. Their brains rot. Their livers liquefy. Their blood coagulates. And it's happened again. New York man dies while being treated with experimental gene editing technology, CRISPR. What do you think they just did with the mRNA shots to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not of over a billion people that took it? And I've got a bunch more news on that. So they had one person sign on and got FDA approval for this experimental test, killed them. Just like that. One person. Now look at the other cases over the last 20 years. We've covered them. Most common thing is organ failure. Starting with your liver. You're not supposed to edit genes. I mean, hell, they even know that in movies like Blade Runner back in the 80s. They based that on real scientific studies. The movie was an update on Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, written by Philip K. Dick in the 70s. But they updated and talked to genetic engineers in the 80s for the movie, and they said, you can't change the genes of somebody once the egg and the sperm have come together. You can't go in and edit them. It will... They go through and explain what they'd already done back then, try to manipulate genes. And they think, I guess, if they give enough people, a billion people, they'll find some that survive and find the secret there. This is all mass experimentation. This is insanity. So that's coming up as well. And, boy, a bunch of globalists have come out and announced world government. We've got that for you. And so much more. But when we return, we are going to get right into all of the election news. And boy, we suspected fraud Tuesday night, but now the evidence is overwhelming. We've got the Trump-DeSantis civil war kicked off by Trump. Got mixed feelings about that. Maricopa County in Arizona to take up until next week to process 400,000 ballots. It worked once. Why not twice? Here are the five ways Democrats are cheating and stealing 2022 election like they did in 2020. Lauren Boebert wins Colorado. Also Arizona and Nevada. Solid GOP wins. The laser media anti-Trump narrative engineering efforts. I agree with Conservative Treehouse's analysis. That's Steve Bannon's as well. We'll be back. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, November 11th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're about to dive into the ongoing battleground developments in Arizona and Nevada, as well as some of the other key races in Colorado, and obviously the runoff coming up in Georgia. But we now know what's going on. The deep state's trying to extend this out as long as they can to try to produce and stuff ballots so that they can steal Nevada and Arizona. And they also don't want Republicans to have a victory. They want to depress us. They want to demoralize us. We're going to be laying all of that out here today in great detail. Also, we're going to be looking at what Trump said last night on his Truth Social, coming out and attacking Governor DeSantis, not a good idea. It's exactly what the corporate media wants. They have CNN's, New York Times, Fox News, all of the establishment media, other than a few exceptions like Tucker Carlson, have come out and have praised DeSantis and attacked Trump and said that Trump's the reason we didn't win bigger in the midterms and all this made-up garbage, to get us fighting with each other. And Trump, with his ego as big as the moon, has taken the bait. You know, I love Trump, and come out and attack DeSantis when DeSantis has never attacked Trump. And so now it's not about a stolen election or an attempted steal. Now it's not about Biden being 80 and a geriatric patient. It's not about Fetterman being a mentally, you know, destroyed giant zombie goblin leader. It's none of that. It's all about Trump, DeSantis, and Trump is the reason Republicans didn't win bigger. Total distraction from reality, and Trump has waded straight into it and is attacking DeSantis. I wish he would just stop. He's also set to announce he's running for president. Great. I'm mad at Trump over the shots. Wish he would have come out against him like DeSantis did. But overall, the globalists hate Trump more than anybody. He's anti-New World Order. He's obviously better than the Democrats. But it's just, we need to not be fighting with each other, ladies and gentlemen. We need to not be battling with each other. It really is that simple. Statement by President Donald J. Trump, 40th President of the United States of America. And he goes into about Fox News is basically boosting DeSantis and not him for president. And he made DeSantis, and DeSantis has all these neocons fluttering around him that he's meeting with, which is true. I don't like Jeb Bush hanging around. I don't like Mitt Romney hanging around. But you know what? Trump's hung out with all those guys, too, till they triple stabbed him in the back. So the jury's out on that with DeSantis. And I'm not going to get in this beauty pageant of Trump's better or DeSantis is better or Trump's worse or DeSantis is worse. I'm just not going to do it. And people need to stay focused on inflation, the open borders, the exploding crime, the war in Ukraine, the poison shots, how they're trying to come back out with more forced injections and lockdowns in the future, all the pedophile drag queen story time garbage going on. We need to be issue oriented. And instead of making it about the Democrats trying to steal the election and blunting the victory, instead of making it about how we need to get rid of the Republican neocon rhino corporatist leadership like Mitch McConnell and others, instead of that, it's all about Trump and DeSantis. And that's why the Republican establishment has weighed in with the liberal media to try to create a Trump-DeSantis rift. And old 45 has taken the bait like a big old bass you put a purple worm in front of. So Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun with us from the War Room here in the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, to give us his take on this and then some of these battleground races. Some are already calling it for Lauren Boebert in Colorado. But the mainstream media is saying that's not a fact yet. There's so many different angles to hit here. Also, Gateway Punishment did a great job laying out all the evidence of fraud that's there. And we have a lot of Republican officials at the state level, like in Houston, Texas, giving press conferences going over those incredible anomalies. That's coming up as well at the bottom of the hour. Owen Schroyer, what are you going to hit first?
Well, just quickly, let me respond to what you opened the show with today. There's no doubt that the Democrats and perhaps even the Republican establishment in their own blindness want to make the 2024 presidential election all about Trump instead of the failed policies of Biden, like you're mentioning with inflation, the open border. But that debate will obviously come. Let's talk about where we stand right now. I don't like what I'm seeing in Arizona, and despite the confidence that Lake and Masters still have that these late-night, last-minute ballot dumps are going to favor them, I'm just not seeing it, Alex. They're not getting the returns they thought. They thought they were going to be getting about 60, even 70% of some of these last-minute returns coming from more conservative areas. They're just not getting it. They're just not getting it. In fact, Katie Hobbs' lead was actually extended last night with the late-night, last-minute ballot drop still coming in. They say 82% are in. So this is going to be a miracle comeback at this point, I think, for Carrie Lake. And then even farther behind now is Blake Masters to the incumbent Mark Kelly. That will take a miracle at this point for Masters to pull this one off. I don't know how he does. The returns are not coming in favorable right now for Republicans, and it's been shown that the incumbents did really well in this go-around. So I don't see the Republicans getting the Arizona Senate seat that they so desired with Blake Masters. But really, the issue is going to become this, because I would guess that Hobbs is going to win. I would guess that Kelly is going to win. And I forget the name of the attorney general there that's beating Abe Hamadeh, but looks like he's going to win as well, even though that is the tightest of the races. And so this was a three-headed monster, if you will, or a trifecta of the new brand of conservative, the fighter, the one that takes on the media, the one that takes on the establishment, the one that's not afraid to back Trump or give him trouble if they have to. And so we were kind of looking at this race in Arizona saying, this could be a determining factor of what the future of the Republican Party looks like if we have big wins in Arizona, this new breed of Republican that Lake and Masters and Hamadeh represent is going to be the type of person the Republicans may want to put forward. Well, they're not winning. You're not hearing much from the GOP establishment as far as what's going on over there with the voting machines shutting down right out of the gates, with the election tabulation taking days, maybe weeks, maybe months, who knows how long. And so that to me says that this, what the Republican leadership, what the Republican establishment is doing right now is setting it up. Trump is their number one enemy. Trump is their number one priority, not even to win at this point. They don't even care if they lose the Senate at this point, which I think they actually are going to. Because when you look at what's going to happen in Georgia on, I think, December 4th or December 7th, they have early voting there, too. So you could have two or three or 4 days of early voting, then the election day in Georgia. You think Democrats are going to let that seat go? You really think Democrats are going to let that seat go? You really think Republicans are going to try to push Herschel Walker over the edge? Let me ask you, what are they doing right now? Oh, you don't have an answer because they're doing nothing. Meanwhile, if you are in Georgia, you're getting blown up from Warnock's people. You're getting mass text messages. They're already doing mass fundraising. They already have boots on the ground. And what do we have? We have Ted Cruz and Herschel Walker going on Fox News. That's it. So I don't like what I'm seeing right now as far as the Senate seats are concerned. Now, the one hope is Laxalt in Nevada, who continues to lead, even though the margin is small. He does continue to lead, But here's the problem, Alex. It looks like we may have a similar story. If we go down to the map here, the returns coming in from Clark County, which is mostly just Las Vegas, have remained consistent. Masto has expanded his lead a little bit. He's got about a 40,000 vote lead. 93% of the vote in. The returns have favored Masto the whole way, so I don't expect that to change. But when we go up to Washoe County and the Reno area, this is where the shenanigans went down. Laxalt was winning the entire race up until maybe 24 or 48 hours ago. All of a sudden, Masto started taking over, and ever since then, most of the incoming ballots have been Democrat. They say 86% of the vote is
in
there.
That's all they need is a few jurisdictions that have big populations to steal any elections. So we got to take every city back. It's a tall order, but it's better than being slaves to these people. We don't have a choice. Stay there. I want you to finish up with Nevada, look at some of the other key races, and then get a big picture how they're successfully starting this Trump versus DeSantis civil war instead of us targeting the Republican leadership to be removed and get patriots in. Owen Schroyer, stay there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To depopulate us forcibly. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer's in the War Room, giving us the latest analysis. You were right in the middle of breaking down the U.S. Senate race between Adam Laxalt and the deep stater. Please continue.
Well, this is really the only hope I see that Republicans have of having a chance at the Senate, or having a shot that the Democrats are not going to completely control the Senate with that rat Chuck Schumer as the majority leader, and that is the race in Nevada, where Adam Laxalt has been leading the entire way, but his lead continues to shrink, now just 9,000 votes. And with the trends coming in and Washoe County, there is a shot that he could be overcome. And so with 86% of the vote in, it's going to be razor thin. But as they continue to count votes in Clark County, Las Vegas as well, the addition that the Democrat advantage has there might be enough to put Masto over the top. And so the question then becomes, what are the Republicans going to do if that happens? Are they just going to take it laying down? Are they going to trust the result and say, oh, of course, Laxalt was winning the entire time, but then the votes that were counted 4 days after the election put the Democrat over the top to win. Okay, yeah, we trust that. That's what's really going on. But that's where we're at right now. So Laxalt is the best hope Republicans have to maintain the Senate. If he loses, I don't think Masters is going to overcome the lead that Kelly has. And so, boom, the Democrats now have 51 seats in the Senate, and then the runoff would just be like gravy for them if they can get that in Georgia, which sadly I kind of expect them to win at this point. I'm not sure what the Republican plan is for Georgia. If they think going on Fox News is the key, if they think going on Sean Hannity is the key, then they're going to lose. Period. That's it. End of sentence. They have no boots on the ground. They have no plan. Nothing from McConnell. Where is McConnell, by the way? Anybody heard from McConnell these last couple days? No, he's hiding in a hole. He's loving what he's seeing. He wants to lose the Senate. He wants to lose the Senate so he can blame it on Donald Trump and then make his number one initiative from now till 2024 is to get Trump out of the party, no matter what you, the voter, think. This is what it's all about. This is the new battle for the GOP. Our Republican politics and policy going to come from the voter up to the leadership, or are Republican politics and policy going to come from the leadership dictating what's going to be done to the voter? That's what is at stake here. Mitch McConnell wants to be in charge. The Republican establishment, the GOP, want to dictate policy from their thrones as they see it, instead of listening to the American voter. And it's hurt them so far in this midterm, but they don't care because their number one priority is clearly to get rid of Donald Trump. So when you have, it's 3 or 4 days of early voting for the runoff in Georgia, and then I think it's December 7th is the actual day, you know the Democrats are going to stuff those ballots. The Democrats have already launched their ground game. The Democrats have already launched their digital game. They're already fundraising millions of dollars. They were way ahead of this deal, where all I've seen from the Republicans is, let's get on Fox News. Let's get up on television. That'll do it. Well, I got news for you. Most people in Georgia that you need to vote for Herschel Walker are not watching Fox News. They're just not. So that's not going to help you in Georgia. You need boots on the ground. You need Walker going to Athens. You need him going to Atlanta. I mean, you can hope that enough Republicans show up in these other areas, but if you don't do something about Democrats in the Tri-County area in Atlanta getting over 70% of the vote, if you can't even take Herschel Walker to Athens, Georgia, where he was a Heisman Trophy winning athlete in college, to do something about 71% for Warnock, you are not going to win Georgia. But we'll cover that when the time comes. Getting back to Arizona, just to look at these splits again, folks, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. And I think this is going to become a major story in the coming weeks and months, because I don't think that Kari Lake and Blake Masters are going to go quietly here. Probably not Abe Hamaday either, because they were expecting here in Maricopa County that this gap was going to close. They were expecting, with the new ballots and votes coming in, that they would be favoring the Republicans. They haven't. In fact, Hobbs has extended her lead now with 86% of the vote in. So you're talking about, in order for Lake to recover any ground here, there's going to have to be a complete switch of the trend we've seen in the last 24 hours. And Lake is probably going to have to get 70%, if not more, 70% of these votes coming in at Maricopa County. I just don't see that happening. I don't think that that number is possible. And so, therefore, I think that Hobbs is going to end up being the governor. But that's really just where the fight should begin. How do you have all of these disastrous anomalies and machine shutdowns and everything else going on in Arizona when the Secretary of State, who's in charge of overseeing the election, is on the ballot for governor? Really? You thought that would go fair and square? Really? You trusted the Democrat to run the election that she's in fairly? Are you serious? And again, where is the Republican leadership? Where is Ronna McDaniel? Where is Kevin McCarthy? Where is Mitch McConnell? Nowhere. They love watching this. They don't want Kari Lake to win. They don't want Blake Masters to win. They don't want Hamaday to win, because they listen to the voters. And they represent the brand of the Republican Party that's going to send Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Ronna McDaniel to the curb or the trash bin where they belong. This is where they belong, right here, in this trash bin. But see, you're already seeing it playing out. You're already seeing it playing out. Get Trump. That's the story. Trump's the reason why we lost. Really? Because Trump's been playing golf for the last 2 years. You begged Trump to do rallies for Republicans ahead of the midterms. And guess what? Trump did more for the Republican Party ahead of the midterms than Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Ronna McDaniel combined.
Owen, you are absolutely right. And that's why we cannot take the bait and get into this DeSantis versus Trump, Trump versus DeSantis garbage. And Trump is really taking the bait. And we care about Trump, but you're absolutely right. We need to focus on the Republican leadership and on this election fraud and on issues. We've got to get that talking point out. Our millions of listeners right now and viewers can do that, folks. Don't take the bait of this Trump DeSantis garbage. We've got to stay on McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. We've got to stay on these elections. We've got to stay on the issues.
So I don't think Arizona is going to go away, even when they declare Hobbs and when they declare Kelly the winners. I don't think this is going to go away, Alex. And now you're going to see the new phenomenon of what can Lake, what can Masters, what can Hamaday do without any support from the Republican Party? Trump has already kind of tested those waters and been successful, but can they do it in Arizona? That's going to be
the question. Hold on, stay there. I want to come back with some of the big election fraud evidence with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of things happened. Republican overconfidence. The media put out there, oh, Republicans are going to win no matter what. You don't have to vote. But we know there was the same playbook of fraud in the key battleground states we saw before. The unexplained ballot drops in Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Nevada and Colorado. And we've got a really powerful video that's up on InfoWars.com. Harris County GOP leader list all of the anomalies on election day that specifically occurred in Republican stronghold polling locations, like the machines going out. Same story all over the country. That's coming up after our guests leave us. We have several other big guests today. We have Roger Stone, former host of the War Room, co-host with Owen Schroyer. We have the current host of the War Room, Owen Schroyer, in the original War Room studio, riding shotgun with us to add commentary during these segments. Obviously, Roger's here also about the attempt to cause this GOP civil war between Trump and DeSantis, instead of it being about getting rid of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. Absolutely disgusting that so many people are taking this bait. And quite frankly, you know, I really like Trump, and I'd love to support him for president, and I do, but he's really taking the bait coming out against DeSantis here, making this the issue. I wish he would have attacked the Republican leadership themselves. Roger Stone, what do you make of this?
Well, Alex, first of all, I have to say that everything President Trump said in his posts last night is true. However, we didn't know that with the party and the country was going to be in this place today. Actually, if you go back and watch our broadcast here on InfoWars prior to the election, virtually everything I told you was going to happen has happened. We didn't have a red wave. We had a red drizzle. And you're absolutely right. The same manipulators of the elections in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona are up to the same exact tricks. I saw a terrific segment you did with Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell spent a lot of his own money to be able to show in real time these illicit ballot drops in which the votes in those states were manipulated. So at this moment, we don't know that there even is Republican control of the House, although it looks likely. And even if that is true, it'll be by a very slim majority. That gives rise to a strategy that I laid out on this show, in which a small subset of America First patriots, men and women who put country ahead of party, men and women who are not going to give in to the inducements by would-be Speaker McCarthy for committee chairmanships or better office space or larger staff budgets to stand up for America. I think that there may be a coup attempt against the House leadership to replace it with leadership that would be more aggressive. I can get more specific about this, and I want to. Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, head of the Freedom Caucus, sent a list of demands to Kevin McCarthy prior to the election. In that list of demands were articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for various issues, including corruption, articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris for her failure to fulfill her responsibilities regarding sealing our southern border, investigations into Hunter Biden's laptop and all the data there, which is a window into massive corruption, including payoffs to the sitting vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, a real investigation into what happened on January 6th, not this fraudulent kabuki theater that the House Democrats put on, perhaps even an investigation into the actual origins of the Russian collusion hoax, which if John Durham did nothing else, he exposed that this was a corrupt cabal between the federal government under Barack Obama and the Clinton campaign. So McCarthy, expecting the luxury of a huge supermajority, ignored that letter, hasn't responded to it. Now McCarthy's speakership is actually in peril, Alex, exactly as we predicted on your show. A small handful of patriots here could change the course of history.
That's right. Meanwhile, you said that a few days ago. Now the New York Times, the Washington Post, today are all panicking, saying exactly what you said first, that because it's so close, it's going to give incredible power to the MTGs, to the Matt Gaetzes out there.
And that is, look, that is what we have to be praying for at this moment. In the meantime, it's clear to me that the corporate wing of the Republican Party, Rupert Murdoch, of course, with the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, Fox News, in concert with billionaires like Ken Griffin, who recently said that the Republican Party needs to get back in alignment with the multinational corporate world. And admits to wanting to stop the populist movement. That's you and I they're talking about there, Alex. In conjunction with Paul Singer, another globalist billionaire, these are the people propping my governor, Ron DeSantis, up for a presidential bid. And I think Donald Trump has had enough of it.
No, you're right, because they're not just meeting with him. They're all getting behind DeSantis, which even if they're able to cut Trump out, they're going to then turn on DeSantis later. These neocons don't support Republicans. They only fund them early to control them. Owen, amazing points Roger Stone's making. You got any questions or comments for Roger?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would just say I think Roger is spot on. You're seeing kind of the corporate media conservative establishment, tee the ball up or lob the ball up for eventually, I think they're hoping Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Ron McDaniel will come out against Trump or even the voters. Now, I don't see that necessarily happening. The only person that can separate Trump from his supporters is Trump himself. And with some of these, what people view as egomaniacal diatribes aimed at other Republicans on his True Social account, that might be what's doing it. So he is taking the bait. But right now, it's the corporate press that are trying to push this message of let's get Trump out. And why haven't we heard from Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell or Ron McDaniel this week? Because they're hiding and they're hoping that Trump takes the bait or that the voters take the bait that the corporate press is putting out there to start this feud between Trump and DeSantis as we're now going to be quickly entering the presidential race period. It feels like we're already in it just days after the election. But let's be clear about something here. Let's be clear about something. The Republicans used Donald Trump for the last 2 years. Every email they sent out for fundraising mentioned Donald Trump. They begged Donald Trump to do rallies for Republicans, which he did and got massive turnout. That would not have happened if Donald Trump didn't do any of that.
Sure, absolutely. So them, they're blaming him for their failure and not funding races right. And that's very, very clear. My question is to Roger Stone and then to you when we come back. Roger, how do we extricate ourselves as the populist bulwark trying to save this country by taking over the Republican Party? How do we not let the establishment distract us with a DeSantis-Trump civil war and actually focus on getting rid of the neocon leadership of the House and Senate?
Well, first of all, we need to focus on trying to get control of one branch of government. We still don't know who won in this U.S. Senate race or the governorship in Arizona. We still don't know who won the U.S. Senate race in Nevada. We're going to a sudden death runoff, I think, in Georgia. Right now, what I'd like to see, in all honesty, is Governor DeSantis got $150 million in his federal PAC. How much is he sending to Herschel Walker? Donald Trump has got tens of millions of dollars in his federal PAC. How much is he sending to Herschel Walker?
That's what Owen was saying earlier. We should see the Republicans all behind Herschel Walker right now. We're hearing almost nothing.
And meanwhile, Raphael Warnock, who's an extreme leftist, you remember him, the guy who ran over his wife with a car, but then accuses Herschel Walker of being mentally unbalanced. That guy's taken in $50 million since Election Day. $50 million. We need to focus on the short-term battle ahead. Right now, the House and the Senate are up for grabs. We need to stop fighting amongst ourselves and focus on that. At the same time, Trump's no fool. He sees Ben Shapiro, Paul Ryan, Jeb Bush, Frank Luntz, Meghan McCain, Rick Wilson. Suddenly, they're all cheerleaders for Ron DeSantis. What's that all about, Alex?
No, I agree. It doesn't look good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Years ago, going to an event, Roger Stone was T-boned and almost killed. It happened again going in Memphis to a big event and Frank Speech TV. That's how crazy this is getting. So Roger just keeps getting T-boned in the middle of nowhere. But he's definitely got guardian angels because he ain't dead yet. And folks, you have to understand, as Roger harps on this, and so does Owen Schroyer, if they take out our communications, they win. And they're just as obsessed with taking us off air as they are stealing elections. It all goes hand in glove. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get incredibly high-quality products in the biggest sale of the year, up to 60% off promo code 7076 on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. We've got the DNA Force Plus, and we've got back in stock super high quality organic multivitamin. That's 60% off of the promo code. All at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. With all the craziness going on with the immune system out there, everybody needs to be on these products. They will enrich your life and empower you so much. There's also books and films and my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's been number one in the last few months. Off and on, get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's roll that B-roll again. Roger, weren't you? I remember you were T-boned just a few years ago. This is getting a little bit suspicious. Tell us what happened.
Well, Alex, I'm glad you raised it because I know my wife posted something about it on Instagram, and I have been overwhelmed by people wanting to know if I'm okay. First of all, I feel blessed. I clearly have the protection of the Lord. I've now had miracle number 5 in my life. I was on my way to the Frank Speech Studios to do my regular 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern show, The Stone Zone, which people can see by going to stonezone.live. I was with 2 security guys in a SUV supplied by the folks at Frank Speech. They took a left-hand turn, and some guy in a pickup truck blew a red light at about 55 miles an hour, T-boned us. Fortunately, the driver of my car saw this early, jammed on the brakes, and they didn't hit the rear passenger door on the right side where I was sitting, or perhaps I wouldn't be with you on InfoWars today. So I thank Jesus Christ once again for protecting me. I'm fine. There's no reason to believe a political motive. The guy wasn't wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. They didn't find a copy.
But if memory serves, didn't you just get T-boned like a year and a half ago?
It was longer than that. And, of course, we never learned who that was. In other words, whoever struck the car didn't do so much damage to their own car. They were able to back up and pull away, and the local police were never able to identify who had done that. So it remains unsolved, to say the least. In this case, I don't think there was a political motive, but I really feel really blessed to be alive. Airbags went off. The car was completely totaled. The 2 security guys I were with had minor injuries, had to be stitched up. There was quite a bit of blood, but I didn't have a scratch. I didn't even have whiplash. So
good thing they took one for the team and slammed on the brakes. Getting back to where you were, and I want to get Owen's take on the Trump DeSantis rift that the Republican Party and Democrats are trying to create, and I get why Trump weighed in at this point. The whole system's getting behind DeSantis. I like DeSantis and his actions, but it's pretty creepy to have the whole establishment, including the Lincoln pedo project, getting behind him.
Yeah, I can understand this from President Trump's point of view. People need to be reminded of history. Ron DeSantis was a completely unknown congressman who was not the choice of the Republican establishment. And every single Republican county chairman, all 67 in Florida, endorsed Ron's opponent. Every single Republican state legislator endorsed Ron's opponent. Congressman Matt Gaetz, I think, played an instrumental role in convincing President Trump to endorse Ron DeSantis. Notably, Congressman Gaetz has made it very clear in a DeSantis-Trump contest, Matt Gaetz is for Donald Trump. So I think it is an act of disloyalty. For those who say, Stone, you and your friends are all creating this. No, there was a debate. The question was put to Ron DeSantis 3 times. Are you going to fulfill the 4 years of your new term, or will you run for president? And he ducked. I've been in politics long enough to know when someone's evading the question.
Okay, well, let's get a final take from Owen, then I'm going to get back to what you said about we need to focus on the races they're trying to steal for control of the Senate right now, with the limited time with Roger Stone, ahead of Gavin McGinnis and others coming up. But Owen, you've got some other points or questions.
Well, let's just get back to what we're seeing moving forward here with these races. If the Republican Party does not address what we all saw as the issue ahead of these midterms, it doesn't matter who's going to run. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or DeSantis. They're never going to win. Because until the Republican Party focuses in and figures out what the hell is going on in Philadelphia, what the hell is going on in Atlanta, what the hell is going on in Phoenix, what the hell is going on in these major cities, Chicago, you name it, where Democrats get 70%, 80%, sometimes in New York, 90% of the vote, until Republicans address that issue and try to mitigate those margins, I don't see them winning anything, quite frankly. I just don't see how it happens with these margins that are coming in from these major cities. Do they trust the results? Is that just because Republicans just have abandoned the major cities? They don't even bother? Is it voter fraud? Is it election fraud? I don't know. They won't look into it, and so they never have a chance. And then in these state elections, they just get overwhelmed. I mean, New York is a perfect example. If you take out New York City, the state of New York is red, and it's not even close.
Absolutely. Owen Schroyer, host the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Great job. Thank you so much for your continued analysis. And join us again coming up throughout the next few days and next week with the latest numbers. So getting back to what you said earlier, Roger, what do we do right now with them trying to steal these key battleground areas in Arizona, in Nevada, Georgia coming up? What do we do?
Well, first of all, Georgia, we need to fight it out. I mean, this is unbelievable, Alex, but Governor Brian Kemp, the Rhino, got a higher percentage of the African-American vote than Herschel Walker did. That's because Herschel Walker's campaign made no effort among African-American voters, which is crazy because he's a sports legend, and he could have done better. He didn't go to black churches. He didn't buy any urban or gospel radio. I mean, that's insanity. So we need to refocus on persuasion, not just turnout in Georgia. I'd like to see Governor DeSantis and President Trump focus the millions of dollars they have on hand to pulling Herschel Walker, who I think, by the way, really took a lot of hits and kept right on pushing forward across the finish line. He can win, but we have to watch the machinery again. And we have to be prepared to go to court more aggressively. Mike Lindell's done a fabulous job of documenting the theft. Secondarily, I must tell you, I don't have high hopes for Adam Laxalt, who I like very much in Nevada. The outstanding votes we haven't counted are from Harry Reid's stronghold, Clark County. Last time I saw Adam Laxalt was up by a hair. Michelle Fiore, a good friend of mine, a city councilwoman in Las Vegas running for state treasurer, she was up by about 8,000. How coincidental that Joe Lombardo, the Republican candidate for governor, the sheriff who covered up the Las Vegas shooting, excellent reporting by Laura Loomer, among others, about that. He's a machine creature. Why is he running so much further in all these Democratic strongholds than Adam Laxalt? I don't have high hopes for Nevada. And lastly, I really do believe that Carrie Lake, and there's the future of the Republican Party, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, the candidate for Secretary of State, that controls the machinery in an election, and Blake Masters running for the U.S. Senate, I do believe that they will finally, when all the votes are counted, pull out victory in Arizona. But, Alex, why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? In France, they can count all the paper ballots and they're done in a day. Why can't we do this here? The answer is fraud and corruption. And Owen is absolutely right. If we don't fix the system, it doesn't matter whether the Republican nominee is Donald Trump or Governor DeSanctimonious. They're going to deny us Michigan. They're going to deny us Pennsylvania. They're going to deny us Arizona. And I can't come to 270 electoral votes without any of those states where I believe there is an America first majority in every single one of them. So we need to keep fighting for reform of the system. Tucker Carlson said this better last night than anything else. Communications are the reason why we didn't well. That's why InfoWars.com is so damn important. That's why they're so desperate to take you off the air, Alex. People need to get behind InfoWars, get behind TheStoneZone.com, get behind Frank Speech. This alternative media that we work so hard to bring you is vitally important. We need more of this communications, not less.
Roger Stone, thank you so much. Continue to join us as we track this in the days and weeks to come. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Alex. I'm just happy and blessed to be alive.
Yes, sir. We're very glad you're still with us. All right, we're going to come back with Gavin McGinnis, a ton of breaking news, and I'm going to play a little five-minute clip of Harris County, Texas, and the fraud. FBI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.